Welcome back. I'm Dr. Catherine Messagey, Guru Catherine, founder of Geode Blockchain and guide for your personal journey. And today I want to talk about something that I think is really relevant to sort of both sides of what I do. And that is how people control you and how you can protect your freedom. So let's talk about this. I was reading over the last fall, because it takes a while, The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand. Fascinating read. Hadn't really picked it up since high school when I read it last time, and was going back through it, and you get to the part of the book where the villain is giving his monologue, right? And every great villain has to have that moment in the story where they lay out their plan, right? That everyone else is too stupid to see and how brilliant they are, right? They want you to know how brilliant they are. And so the real villain of the book, which takes you a while to figure it out, lays out his monologue of his grand plan to basically, you know, world domination and control of people, and how he's been controlling people and making them into puppets the whole time. And it was so important. I actually stopped and took notes, because this is probably the most important read. If you have not read The Fountainhead, do it. It's a fascinating, The Fountainhead is a fascinating study in ego and what drives ego from different aspects. And when you read it from that standpoint, this monologue is fascinating. So let's talk about the five ways that people will manipulate you and control you, and therefore, what is the antidote to that? So stick around for that, what you need to be doing to actually prevent people from ever being able to control you. So number one, preach selflessness. When you preach selflessness, true selflessness is not possible. As a human being, it's not actually possible for you to be truly selfless. So you'll strive for it. You'll strive for it and you'll never reach it. And because you can never reach it as a human being, you're going to feel small, guilty, you're going to feel unworthy. And what that's going to do is cause you to turn around and preach it instead, because it's not possible to practice it. Your only choice then is to preach it. And in order to do that, then convince others that you have reached that state of selflessness that cannot actually be reached. So at that point, because you're trying to strive for something that you cannot actually accomplish, you're going to lose self-respect. You are no longer going to actually respect yourself. Now, you'll, in that moment, obey the preacher, because you're convinced that surely the preacher has achieved that ideal of selflessness. Now they control you, because they're telling you to achieve it. They claim that they have achieved it. You try, but you can't. So you'll just do whatever they say, because you think surely they know the way. The second one is to enshrine the mediocre and the inferior. This is diabolical. See if you don't see this happening right now in your everyday life. For this one, you set up some standards of achievement, right? You're giving out awards, you're calling something great, you're giving it more exposure in the media or online, it's going viral on social media, right? Whatever these standards of achievement for fame and fortune. And you make sure that they're only open to the most inept and mediocre and inferior people and projects and such. So when you celebrate the inferior or the mediocre and you boost it up, you put it on a pedestal and say, this is amazing, this is awesome. What you're doing then is you also then laugh at or ignore the people or project or creative work or whatever that is actually very good. And you take this other thing that's crap and you go, it's amazing. Now, when you do that, people who are doing good work will lose the will to even try. They'll be like, why? That is what constitutes great music today. That is what constitutes great art. That is what people are holding up as awesome. Well, why should I even bother? Right? It will demoralize you as a creator, as someone who is producing a great work in anything, music, art, in the book, The Fountainhead, architecture. It could be any kind of design. It could be a scientific work. It could be an engineering design. So when your industry enshrines and puts on a pedestal something that is just awful, and you're like, what? Like, in what world is this good? You lose the will to try. And by continually holding up the worst of an industry as great, you actually destroy that industry. So you can actually destroy an entire industry that way. In The Fountainhead, that was the architecture industry. But it could be any industry. It could be music. It could be art. It could be engineering. You destroy that industry in that country or in that culture. Third, tell them to laugh at everything. Well, how would that control people? So if I can convince you to laugh at everything, everything is a meme, everything is a joke. Don't take anything seriously. If everything's a joke, then nothing is sacred. This is far more important than you think it is. If you can destroy the sacred, then you destroy reverence. And now you have no foundation. You have no foundation to boost you up when they're enshrining the mediocre and inferior and you feel like quitting. Or when you're trying to reach the selflessness and you're not getting there. You need a foundation, and sacredness, reverence for something, anything, is the foundation, ultimately, of your will and your psyche in order to keep a positive psychological stance. So if you get people to turn everything into a joke, if everything's a meme, then nothing is sacred. Then I can control you because I have removed your psychological foundation because nothing is sacred to you anymore. Interesting. The fourth thing that you can do is you can preach that personal desire is evil. Now, this is sort of getting at the selflessness, right? It sort of calls back to that, but in a much more pointed way. So if you believe that personal desire is evil, that wanting to pursue your own joy is wrong, then you will not allow yourself what brings you joy. You will not pursue your own personal joy. And so you will not have your own personal joy. You will not be happy. So instead, what you'll do is you will seek happiness in the approval of others. So if I tell you, if I convince you that chasing your own personal joy is evil or wrong and you shouldn't do it, then what you will pursue instead is my approval of you. So then you start looking for that approval of others outside of yourself, right? Usually from the people who are preaching this. And therefore, because you want their approval, you will do whatever they say. So it's again another form of gaining control over people. So that's an important one. Then the fifth thing that you can do, number five, is to remove reason in favor of feeling. Why? Because I can't control you. I cannot control you if you are able to think and reason out what I'm doing. Those who you would control, you cannot have you thinking. Because if you can think it through, then you're going to see how they are manipulating you, and you're going to see the whole game, and the game would be up. So instead, you would preach that feeling is higher than reason, that feelings are all that matters, that reason doesn't matter. Oh, there's something higher than reason, and that's feelings. And this is really powerful. Maybe this sounds familiar to you. And I don't mean intuition. I mean emotion. To say that your emotions are a far higher form of thinking than is your reasoning, your neocortex. So by removing your ability and your willingness to reason and making you question your own reason, that keeps you dependent on them for positive feelings. So if you take your feelings and you say that my feelings are the most important thing in the world, not what my brain or my reasoning are telling me, but what I'm feeling and my emotions, then all you will do is seek positive feelings. Now that's going to lead you to addictive behavior. It's going to lead you to do whatever you can do to get positive feelings from those people or from the world. And this can go in a lot of negative controlling directions. But it prevents you from actually spending time thinking about what your brain thinks and doing a logical reasoning argument and actually seeing what they're up to. So how these methods work is actually self-denial. So all of these methods, every single one of them, are really talking about you denying the self, right? Be selfless, deny the self. Don't chase your own joy, deny your own joy. Don't believe in what you think is good work in your industry. No. These mediocre and inferior things are good work, right? You're denying your own thoughts about what's good. So these are all denial of the self, denial of the self's ability to reason, etc. Denial of the self is the original definition of sin. Interesting. You know me. I work with every religion. I have studied all religions. And the original definition of sin, what did the fallen angels do wrong? They were unwilling to be what God made them to be. They denied themselves as they were designed and were unwilling to be that. And then that led derivatively to everything else. So self-denial, self-doubt, unworthiness, while killing your self-respect, your self-will, your purpose, your dreams, your self-love, your joy. It goes against all of that. And that's how people control you, by actually getting you to abandon all of that. So, in other words, these methods actually instill the darkness while suppressing the divine will, which is expressing through you, right? In the form of what gives you joy or what your reasoning is telling you. The willingness to do great work in your industry. So what's the antidote? Let's get to that. The antidote, there are four steps. So take all of these methods and let's flip them around. What would prevent these methods from actually being able to control you? Number one, seek your own joy. Seek what gives you true joy. Create that thing. Build that product. Take a long walk. Go to the gym. Whatever gives you joy, seek your own joy. Number two, celebrate the truly great. Look at the industries that you work and create and play in. And when you see something great, celebrate it. Go, that's awesome. And show it to the world as great, as truly great. So when you see a product, a piece of work, a piece of music, a piece of art, a piece of software, it doesn't matter. Whatever is in your industry, hold that up as an example of what's awesome. Number three, hold something sacred. Anything. You need reverence in your life. You need reverence for something. Now, whether that is God, Allah, the Tao, the Buddha, something needs to be sacred. It could even just be that this particular day of the week is my day off, and that is sacred, and I will never go against that, right? It could be just a particular part of your routine each day. It could be your workout time is sacred. It will not be pushed aside. There, I have reverence for it. I will be dedicated to it. Find something to hold sacred. And number four, question everything. Question everything with your logical mind. Absolutely everything. Question what you're being told. Question the headlines that you read. Go to the original sources, right? Go to the study, go to the executive action, go to whatever the original source for that thing is. Do not believe what anybody tells you about anything. Go and question everything you hear. Go back to original sources and decide what's real for yourself. And this is how you do it. So let's go back through that real quick. The ways that people control you are preaching selflessness, enshrining the mediocre and the inferior, putting it on a pedestal. Yay. Telling you to laugh at everything, making everything a joke. Preaching that personal desire is evil. And getting you to not reason and instead just have feelings. Why? Because they can manipulate feelings so much easier because they cannot manipulate your reason. And the way that you have the antidote to that, you do these four things, you will never be controlled by anybody. Seek your own joy. Celebrate the truly great. Hold something sacred. And question everything. All right. I hope this was useful. I hope you took notes. Tell me how you're going to implement this. And tell me how it goes for you. And we'll see you next time.